Hello, Jane here, and in a short while, Robin and I will have the information desk, but we start with more news from around and about the city. We learn that the Big C receive an early Christmas present thanks to a Suffolk brewery and its customers. The Roman town of Venta Icenorum is larger than originally thought, and many Father Christmases, obviously not the real one, raise money with a park run.
Cheers! The Big C Cancer Charity has received an early Christmas present of about £11,000 from general shoppers online and in Adnams stores in Norwich and around the area. The money was raised through Pennies, the digital charity box which customers can contribute to when making purchases in Adnams stores and online. Big C was the first charity to benefit from Pennies being integrated into the Adnams online store. Customers were asked to round up the total of their purchases to the nearest pound, equating often to just a few pence, and donating the extra change to Big C during the 3 months from August to October. Clive Evans for Big C said, "Big C wants to thank everyone who participated in Pennies to support our work. It is an amazing achievement and a wonderful contribution to supporting cancer patients and their families in the region. Cancer affects us all in different ways, but the kindness of people makes a local difference. This is one of the highlights of our 35th anniversary year." The charity also united with Adnams to launch its Summer Cancer Conversations campaign to raise awareness of the disease, specifically among young people and the pub-going community. The campaign involved distributing pub quiz-themed beer mats to 280 pubs across the Norfolk and Waveney area, all of which serve Adnams beers, each with hard-hitting questions and facts about cancer to encourage conversation as well as a themed pub quiz.
The Roman town at Caister St Edmund was up to three times larger than was previously thought, a new dig has revealed. It's long been known that the streets of the Roman town of Venta Icenorum extended beyond the defensive wall, which can be seen at the site. But in August this year, Caister Roman Project, a community archaeological team formed in 2009, excavated a large trench on land about 300 metres from the town walls with the aid of an £84,000 Heritage Lottery grant. Parts of the enclosure ditch have been recognised on aerial photographs since the 1960s, but the section identified by the Air Photo Interpretation Team, part of Norfolk County Council's Historic Environment Service, was a long way north of the town. The latest excavation has demonstrated clearly that the new section of the ditches is definitely of Roman date and that the Roman town was surrounded by concentric ditches, a mile and a half long, enclosing an area of nearly 89 acres, which is more than 2.5 times the area of the walled Roman town. That information, together with evidence from a 2015 series of test pit digs in local gardens, adds weight to the evidence that Roman archaeology extends beneath much of the current village.
It made for a surprising and surreal sight, a blur of red suits and fake beards as hundreds of Father Christmases rushed through a Norwich park. This was a park run with a difference, with runners pounding the pathways while dressed up as Santa Claus to help raise money for a charity which cares for children and young people with life-threatening and life-limiting conditions. The second Norwich Centre run, organised by East Anglian Children's Hospices, saw 400 runners race a 2-kilometre course around Eaton Park in aid of the charity. It was the second time the charity has hosted the event in the city, and Sunday's event also saw a visit from the real Father Christmas, who presented a small gift to all the children who took part. Emma Taylor, Each Norwich community fundraiser, said, "Each cares for children and young people with life-threatening conditions across East Anglia and supports their families. All the money our centre's raised will go towards proving these vital services to local families at a time when they need it most. We don't know how much we've raised yet, but we hope it will be over £5,000. It's been a brilliant event. It gets people into the Christmas spirit and gets them thinking about the work which we do as a charity. It's a good time to be giving, and we'll definitely be back next year.
It's not always easy setting up on your own, and for one Norwich woman, it's been a bumpy ride to get her Middle Eastern restaurant off the ground. Ruth's Kitchen in Norwich's Magdalen Street serves a variety of Jerusalem street food cooked by co-founder Ruth Kitcher. The mother of two has had to contend with a house fire, as well as juggling a young family and the demands of the food industry. She said, "The time of the fire was really testing. It was a massive low when I was trying to move the business forward. However, I now feel I can handle any situation." Ruth's Kitchen serves falafel, hummus and schnitzel, as well as salads and pickles, inspired by Israel, where Mrs. Kitcher learned to cook. The business, which Mrs. Kitcher runs alongside with her husband Julian, has recently taken on its first full-time member of staff, Joe Collier, 2 years after it's opened its doors, and it's ranked among the top 50 Norwich eateries on TripAdvisor. Mrs. Kitcher said, "On the first day of opening, I thought I was going to be a millionaire and there'd be people queuing down the street, but I've realised my goals." She added, "If you love your business, you will love your customers. The proof of the pudding is in the fantastic reviews we receive and repeat custom."
A campaign to ensure people living in a cluster of villages are never more than 5 minutes away from a defibrillator has seen another life-saving device installed. Brundle Community First Responder Group has been fundraising for the last 7 years to buy defibrillators, which are used to treat people who have suffered cardiac arrest, and has just installed its 16th device at Lingwood Village Hall. Coordinator Christine Wheeler said, "We started off the Circle of Life to make a ring around our area so that no one is more than 5 minutes away from a defibrillator. There are a few gaps. However, I think we've got to the limit as there is nowhere where we can physically put another one." The CFR group has installed defibrillators in Brundle, Lingwood, Upton, Strumpshaw and Blowfield Heath, including the first McDonald's restaurant in the country to host one. The funding has come from donations from businesses and an online charity shop.
Too many cancer patients in Norwich are waiting longer than a national target for treatment, it's been revealed. Figures published by NHS England show 83.3% of patients access treatment for cancer within 62 days of being referred, against a target of 85%. It comes as a national charity highlighted an unacceptable variation in cancer survival rates throughout England. But health chiefs say they were working closely with hospitals to improve access to treatment. With cancer rates rising, one in two people will get the illness during their lifetime, rapid access to treatment is vital. The NHS is therefore tasked with providing treatment to patients no longer than 62 days after referral in 85% of cases. However, the rising demand and pressures on hospitals have contributed to a drop in performance nationally. And this is the case at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which is only treating around 81% of patients within the 62 days, according to figures for the first half of the 2016-17 financial year.
A special service has been held to mark the 175th anniversary of a church in New Catton. Christchurch saw a turnout of four times its usual amount, with a turnout of almost 100 people. The Archdeacon of Norwich, the Reverend Karen Hutchinson, gave a sermon at the event. Following this, she praised the display of the church's history, such as photographs and memorabilia. The church had been consecrated in 1841, built at a cost of £3,000, which is £300,000 in today's money, after a long fundraising campaign. At the time, campaigners highlighted the need to build chapels and churches in destitute parts of the city.